Everything is an echo of an echo. It wasn't your fault that you put that bruise there, straight right hook to my heart, the one that will not fully heal, but sometimes shrinks, but often grows, and it makes me that single tear guy, with a not so stiff, trembling upper lip. You know, the one you used to crack a slap across, and you got angry that you couldn't get to side when I broke, saying that you're never strong when it matters, only when it doesn't. Because if time is a flat circle, someone had to put the damn thing there. So sometimes these moments can feel like that moment. Like when you hear your own footsteps on a deserted street and you know another is coming, it's inevitable, like the chains of blows she would land. And the awful way I've had to ask every girl I've been serious with since, just please, whatever you do, just please don't hit me. Because my mind has made them probable monsters too, because of the echo of your echoes I hear in their voices. But that moment didn't feel like this moment, when I saw a young woman tracing her fingertips around the smallest edges of his fingertips. And it was so tender, so beautifully intimate, it was so hard to look at. Given that eyes can be regarded as windows into the soul, then I think it follows that fingers can be the doorways leading straight to our hearts. And if, like me, you've experienced that point in your life where everything feels like a bad case of déjà vu, push past it, because there will be something new. Like the random but cheery hello I got walking to the train station. And just because we, the previously broken, can only give jagged little pieces of ourselves to our future lovers, take solace that time is also like a running river. And though it can, if allowed, wash us clean away, there's also a chance we can plant our feet and stay the course, letting the waters of time run our ragged edges a little smoother. So we can dare to be loved a little kinder, and we can too stop asking people not to hit us, especially when those people we've asked would never imagine doing so. Let's decide to dare together.